Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right. So we have the NFL head coaching vacancies, worst to first. Now, currently there are 8 head coaching vacancies, and there's 8 spots. So at number 8, which is the worst, we have the Texans. Now, for each one of these, I have some positives and I have some negatives. So with the Texans, we'll start with the positives. They have a top 3 pick in this NFL draft. Now, this isn't a good NFL draft for quarterbacks, but a top 3 pick in an NFL draft is going to be valuable no matter what draft it is. Because if it's not a good quarterback draft, it's a good wide receiver draft, offensive lineman draft, wide receiver draft, running back draft. It's going to be a good draft for something, and everything is valuable in the NFL, no matter what it is. Take the most useless offensive, defensive positions, and those will still be worth multiple picks. People say that strong safety isn't nearly as valuable as it used to be. Jamal Adams got traded for 2 first, a second, and a strong safety. The same position. So, that's what the Texans have for him. They have a top 3 pick. And they have Deshaun Watson still. You can trade Deshaun Watson for at least 3 first rounders, 3 second rounders, and players. If you just want to strictly get first round picks, you could easily get 5 first round picks for Deshaun Watson. So, he's going to be trading this offseason, most likely. And you're going to have a top 3 pick in this NFL draft. Approximately at least 3 first-rounders, 3 second-rounders, and some players. That's great. You have a great left tackle in Larry Mantunzel. Great left tackle. He's a top, I would say, 5 left tackle in the league. So that's another great, great building stone for the offense. And don't get it twisted. The Texans may have been a bottom 3 team in the NFL, but they have some decent pieces. They have Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks is honestly so underrated considering the quarterback he had. Yes, Davis Mills is, I don't even want to get into that. Davis Mills was, he was good, not great. He's a good bridge quarterback. He reminds me of a little bit of like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, Gardner Minshew plus, maybe. So they have some decent pieces. They have a decent wide receiver, decent quarterback, great left tackle. They have some decent defensive pieces. They have some decent running backs. So don't get it twisted. The Texans have some pieces. And this is a really weird division. Yes, the Colts are pretty good. We don't know what they're going to be next year. The Colts, Chris Ballard said yesterday, they don't know what they're doing with Carson Wentz. He didn't, just like Kyle Shanahan did in this offseason, he pulled the Jimmy G as our quarterback now. That's basically what Chris Ballard did. So the Colts could either be really good next year or they could not be very good. So it can go either way. And the Titans are not this young, up-and-coming team. They're kind of a older roster that is probably going to be good for 2 more years, and then they'll be on the decline. So if the Texans just stack up picks, they could easily run this division. The Jaguars are the only thing that's kind of scaring me a little bit in this division, if I was the Texans, because you put some pieces around Trevor Lawrence and a good head coach and good GM, they could be good, but Texans are not a bad job. Now, some cons. You have the whole Deshaun Watson quarterback situation. That's kind of a mess, but at the same time, it's kind of said that Deshaun Watson's gone. He's not playing a snap for the Texans at all. And to be frank, you don't really hear a lot about the Deshaun Watson situation in the organization anymore, so it's kind of gone. Besides when he's going to get traded, that's about it. Another con is the franchise kind of, it's in a bad spot right now. Especially in the off season. The off season was awful for the Texans. They really had a plummet. But I do think with the right coach, the right GM, and some building blocks that can really change his culture, the Texans could be very, very good in the next like 3 to 4 years. So that's it could be a good thing, but right now it's a bad thing. And they don't have the greatest roster. Like I said, they have pieces, but they don't, the overall roster isn't good. It's just not good. So that's number eight. Number seven is, it's kind of sad because I have a soft spot, the Giants. I'm a big fan of the Giants. Giants are my number one team. But the Giants are an awful, awful just team. If I was a head coach, I wouldn't go to the Texans, but then right slightly above it, I wouldn't go to the Giants. Some positives. The Giants have decent skill position players. The problem is they just can't stay healthy. The Giants, like Saquon Barkley, he's good, but he just can't stay healthy. I don't know if it's because of the offensive line or what it is. Saquon Barkley just can't stay healthy, and he just hasn't looked the same in the last two seasons. Evan Ingram, he's probably not coming back. They do have some decent wide receivers. Kenny Golladay is, people forget, Kenny Golladay on the Lions, not this season, the last season he was on the Lions, he led the league in touchdowns. Kenny Golladay is a good, good wide receiver. They have Sterling Shepard. They just drafted Kadarius Toney. They have Darius Slayton. They have decent pieces. They also have some decent defensive pieces. They have James Bradbury. They have Logan Ryan, Adoree Jackson, Leonard Williams. Now, Leonard Williams is, wow, is he overpaid. He's like $26.5 million a year. He's vastly, vastly overpaid. But they have pieces, at least. Another thing they have going for them is it's an historic franchise. The Giants are a blue blood top five franchise in the history of the league. It's not like there's some Jacksonville Jaguar, you know, expansion team. This is the New York Giants. So you have that going for you. Another huge part is they have two top seven picks. Two top seven. I want to say they have five and seven. They have five as their own pick, and then they have seven because of the whole Justin Fields Chicago trade last year. So you have two top seven picks, which is great. You have a good left tackle. Andrew Thomas is looking like he's becoming a better player. If you said that last season, he was not very good, but he's actually developing into something decent. And the division isn't the greatest. The Eagles, yeah, they made the playoffs, but the Eagles didn't even have a winning record and they made the playoffs. So not very good. The Cowboys, those contracts are going to eventually set in, and the Cowboys are just going to be in cap hell, especially paying Dak Prescott $40 million. That's not good. Cons, quite a bit of cons. You don't have a GM. So whoever the GM is going to be, it's going to be a first year GM in that organization. So it could be a little bumpy. They have overpaid players all over this roster. Like I said, Leonard Williams, Adoree Jackson is, wow, he's overpaid. You don't have very much cap space, and you're overpaying a lot of players. You're over the cap next year. I heard that they have like a top or a bottom three like amount of money next year over the cap, so it's bad. You have Daniel Jones, but he's not really the future, and you just have a bad offensive line outside of left tackle. So Giants, not great. Next up, we have the Dolphins. The Dolphins are, wow, have they gone down quick? Now they do have some positives. Positives are they have decent skill position players. Jalen Waddle actually set the record for receptions by a rookie receiver, which is pretty good. They have some running backs. They have a what was his name, Gaskin as a tight end. So he has some decent skill position pieces. They have a great secondary and defense. So you have that going for you. You also do have, you do have a good GM. Chris Greer might be, he might be a little bit hard to deal with, but he's a good GM. Cons, it seems like the Dolphins fire the head coach after three seasons. Every time, if you look at the last couple of coaches, they fired their head coach after like 2 to 3 seasons. So you're probably gonna be booted out between 2 to 3 seasons. Another one is, just like Brian Flores said, that's a bad offensive line. And Brian Flores tried to have Chris Greer fix the offensive line, and he's just couldn't fix it. So say what you want, but it's a bad offensive line. You don't have a great quarterback. Tua is, I just don't see it with Tua. I feel like he's kind of in the Davis Mills plus. Like, he could be a middle of the pack at his best. He's just not, he's accurate, but that's kind of the bottom of where you should be. Like, you should, as an NFL quarterback, you can't be inaccurate. Unless if you're like a Cam Newton, where you could just run over guys all day long. So you have a good, not great quarterback, not special. It's a rough division. It's, say what you want, but it's a rough division. You got some of the best defensive coaches. You got Bill Belichick, best coach ever. Sean McDermott, great defensive coach, and he's not going anywhere. And then you have Robert Saleh, who, say what you want, but the Jets are looking a little bit better than they've looked in the last half decade. So rough division. And you have an impulsive owner who just fired a head coach with 2 winning seasons. So not great. Next up, you have the Bears. Bears, it's, I didn't really know where to put the Bears, but I've looked at a couple lists online, and they have them about the middle of the pack, which is, I have them at 5, so it's about where you should be. Bears, you have some positives, you do have some negatives, but positives, you have a potential star quarterback. That is huge, huge potential star quarterback. Justin Fields, coming out of college, say what you want about all the things coming out about Justin Fields, but Justin Fields would be a number one prospect in this draft if he was in this draft class. He would be the number one pick, hands down, if you put him back in this draft class. So say what you want about Justin Fields, but he's a great, great player. You have some decent skill position players. Allen Robinson, he hasn't looked the same this year. He hasn't looked good. You have the tight end, what's his name? Cole Kmet. He's looked pretty good. You have a couple of decent running backs, David Montgomery. You have another one named like Herbert or whatever. You have like 2 or 3 decent running backs. So that's also pretty good. Darnell Mooney, at the end of the year, he was their number one receiver. And he had a couple of good games at the end of the year, being the number one. So say what you want, but you have some pieces on offense. Another positive is, this could be a very weak division next year. Very weak. If Aaron Rodgers is at his division, this is going to be a kind of, whoever is middle of the pack is going to win this division. So, because you've kind of seen in the last couple games that Jordan Love has played, he's not really looking too good. So this division could be up for grabs next year if Aaron Rodgers isn't on the Packers. You have a couple star defensive players. Nothing too special, but you do have some star defensive players. So that is a positive. Now, the cons, which the cons are not great. It's pretty bad. You have a bad offensive line. You have a bottom 8 offensive line. And Justin Fields is not going to last long behind that offensive line. You got to fix that. But if you have a good GM, like the Chargers did, they fixed in one offseason. So we'll see. You also don't have much cap space at all. Going into my next point, the defense is old and expensive. Khalil Mack, he's looked good, but he's looking old. Khalil Mack's old and expensive. Akeem Hicks is looking old and expensive. Like, you do have some good defensive pieces, but they're just getting old. Like I said, you have some star, like, defensive players you can build around. You have, like, Roquan Smith, so it's not hopeless on defense, but it's looking pretty bad on defense. Their front seven, they're paying all their money in the front seven, which is not good. And you have no first round pick this year because you gave it to the Giants to trade up to get Justin Fields. Next up, number four, you have the Broncos. Now, you'd be saying to yourself, why do you have the Broncos ahead of the Bears if you're just talking about how if you have an established star quarterback, it's going to be a great, great job opening? Listen, the Broncos, just like the Giants, they're a historical franchise too. The Broncos, say what you want. They haven't had the quarterback situation very good in the last couple of years, but the Broncos have some good pieces. They have some great, great pieces on this team. You have both sides of the ball, you have some great pieces. The corners for the Broncos are great. Bradley Chubb, say what you want. He's been great. You have Justin Simmons on the back end. That's just on defense. On offense, you have some star pieces. You got Javonte Williams, who's a rookie who had a great year. You have Melvin Gordon. You have Jerry Jeudy, who hasn't really lived up to expectations, but the quarterback situation has been great. You have Courtland Sutton. He's another piece. What's his name? Like Tim Patrick. He's kind of emerged as a decent piece or a decent wide receiver for the Broncos. You have a great, great tight end. You have Noah Fant. You have a pretty good offensive line. It's mainly just because you have a decent left tackle. Other than that, the offensive line isn't, it's not great. But you do have a, looks to be a good GM, but he's kind of in his like second year. So that's pretty much where you stand with the Broncos. But some cons. You're in the AFC West. You can't get much harder than that. You have Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, Justin Herbert. Dealing with them for the next decade and a half. It's gonna be rough. But that's one of the cons. The other con is you don't have a quarterback, so that's not good. Like I said, if you don't have a quarterback, you ain't really got nothing. So, not good. You also have a weak pass rush since you traded Von Miller. So, you should probably get a pass rusher this offseason. Whether it's in the draft, free agency, trade for one. You need one. It's not a great pass rush. And like I said, you don't really have a good O-line besides left tackle. And left tackle's like, he's good, but he's not anything special. Number three, you have the Vikings. Now, the Vikings are, I've gone back and forth. I have this about where everybody else has it ranked. Positives, you have Kirk Cousins. He's like a top 12 to 15 quarterback. Problem is he's costing a lot of money, but we'll get into that after. You have some decent pieces on both sides of the ball. Definitely have some good offensive pieces. You got Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and you have like Irving Smith, I want to say his name is, as a tight end. On defense, you have some pretty good pieces. You got Harrison Smith, who's older. You have Patrick Peterson, who came from the Cardinals this offseason. You got Hendricks, Anthony Barr. You have some pieces. And like I said, with the Bears, it could be a potentially weak division. So it's kind of anybody's division, to be honest. Cons, Kirk Cousins is a $41 million cap hit next season. Not great. Would you like to pay $41 million for Kirk Cousins? I don't think outside of Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, I'd want to pay $41 million on anybody. So, Kirk Cousins for $41 million, not good, not good. And the GM just got fired, so yeah, you're gonna have not a great GM. Say what you want about the GM that was already in there. He drafted some pretty good pieces in Minnesota. And another con, it's Minnesota. Who wants to play in the freezing cold in Minnesota? So that's another thing you got going for you. Now we're starting to get more into the more positives, less cons. So the top two teams I have are kind of controversial, but I think they're good. They're good spots. If you're a head coach, I definitely consider these two at the top of my list. Number two, you have the Jags. Yes, say what you want about the Jags, but they have quite a bit of positives if you think about it. Positives, they have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract. And it's not just some okay quarterback, it's Trevor Lawrence. Yes, Trevor Lawrence hasn't had a great rookie season, but you'd be lying to yourself if you said the whole Tim Tebow, Urban Meyer just fiasco hasn't had an effect on Trevor Lawrence this offseason. And the other first round pick they drafted literally didn't play a snap the whole season because he got injured. So, not good. So, that's a huge plus. And they had the most cap space in the NFL next year. So, if you're a head coach who's going to get a little bit of power, I definitely tell your GM, look, let's go hard on defense. Get Trevor Lawrence a great defense and kind of just rebuild Saxonville 2.0 and get Trevor Lawrence a great defense and get him overpay for an offensive lineman or two. You got the most cap space. You got a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract. Let's go for it, you know? And you have some decent pieces. You have some decent defensive pieces, some decent offensive pieces. Now, Travis Etienne, we're gonna have to see what he looks like coming off that bad injury. Now they have a wide receiver. His name is like Chenault. He's pretty good. You have a good center, pretty good center. You have Josh Allen on the defense. You have Miles Jack on the defense. And they also paid for this former Seahawks corner, Shaquin Griffin. Want to say his name is? So you have some pieces. And potentially, you do have the number one pick in this draft. The number one pick. So, the number one pick is going to be pretty valuable. And it's said that the number one pick, or the number one overall prospect, is an edge rusher. There you go. If you want an edge rusher, there you go. Or you can trade down and just get a slew of picks. So, kind of do what you want. Now, another pretty decent thing is are the expectations any lower? Could they be any lower? After this whole fiasco with Urban Meyer and the whole Tim Tebow situation, can you have any lower expectations? It's Jacksonville. Jacksonville. They're not even the biggest football team in Jacksonville. It's the Gators. Yes, the Gators aren't in Jacksonville, but the Gators are bigger than the Jags. So that's a plus. So you're not going to be in the spotlight like if you were in New York or you're in LA. or you're in some blue blood franchise. So that's a plus. Some cons, it's not the most attractive franchise to go to. It's probably the least attractive team in Florida to go to. I'd rather go to the Bucks. I'd rather go to the Dolphins. So it's the least attractive team to go to in Florida. And you're going to lose the first year. I don't care what you say. You're going to lose the first year. But if you could do what Brian Flores did in the first year of Miami, you start off really bad and then you just rattle off wins in the end and you just build that momentum to next year and then you start win games. You just take it slow. You have to talk to the GM and the owner and make sure that they're not going to fire you after two bad seasons. No. Number one, top of the list, it's arguably at the top of every media site's list, is the Raiders. Now, I actually didn't have the Raiders number one. I think I had them like number three. But the more I looked at the lists and the reasons, I was like, you can't put the Raiders anywhere other than number one, potentially number two. With the positives that you have Derek Carr, with Trevor Lawrence, you expect him to be good, but he's not a surefire thing. Derek Carr is a top eight quarterback, and that's surefire. Like, you know Derek Carr is good. Next thing is, you have a good balanced offense. You got Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs. You have like an okay offensive line. It's not great, but you have pieces. And say what you want about what the Raiders have done this season. They've, throughout all the crap they've been through this season, they've somehow managed to still make the playoffs with the whole John Gruden situation, Henry Ruggs tragedy. You have all these draft picks that they've drafted in the last couple of years, like going to jail, getting cut from the team, all these small individual pieces Derek Carr's had to overcome, and he still made the playoffs in the AFC West. In the AFC West. Next thing. It's an attractive city. Who don't want to play in Las Vegas, baby? In that new stadium? You don't want to play there? Besides SoFi Stadium, that's the nicest stadium in the NFL. So, you don't want to play in the desert? You don't want to play in Las Vegas? Come on, you don't love Las Vegas? Come on, baby. Everybody loves Las Vegas. Now, you also have a good pass rush. Decent pass rush. It's good, not great. But it's not bad. It's decent. You have Max Crosby. He's decent. But other than Max Crosby, don't have a lot of defensive pieces that are great. Cons, the GM could be gone soon. I'm surprised the GM hasn't gotten fired already. The GM is not good. But I don't understand. I don't know if the owner just loves the GM or what, but the GM has whiffed on so many picks and he's still there. So the GM could be gone after a year, and that means you could be gone after 2 years. The new GM could just say, you're not my guy, I didn't hire you. So that could be another thing. You also have the poorest owner in the NFL. That kind of sucks. So say what you want. Poorest owner in the NFL sucks. The defense is, like I said, besides Max Crosby, it's not good. Defense ain't good. It's kind of a strip it down defense. Besides Max Crosby, ain't got much. And like I said, the AFC West is hard. Hard. Because Denver, they might go big boy quarterback shopping. They might go get Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers. I don't think they're going to get Russell Wilson. I think if Russell Wilson's going to go somewhere, he's going to go somewhere to like, and it's not being a homer to the Giants. Russell Wilson, he's going to go to a big market, whether it's Chicago or it's going to be New York to the Giants. He's going to go to a big, big place. He's not going to want to, oh, honey, pack your bags. We're going from Seattle to Denver. No. He's going to go to a huge market. So that's what's going to be. So there you have it. That is the top 8 head coaching vacancies in the NFL this offseason. And there potentially could be one more. But we'll see.